310 miles long, the St. John's is the longest river in Florida. It's flat and slow, flowing at less than half a mile per hour, but not lazy. The St. John's is the state's most important river for commerce and recreation. Its significance runs deep, but for some, a stretch of the river needs to run deeper.
Identifying the deepening as a project of necessity to grow this port happened several years ago.
Nancy Rubin is director of communications for the Jacksonville Port Authority, JaxPort. JaxPort wants to deepen 13 miles of the St. John's at the mouth of the river from 40 feet down to 47 feet. That's what modern supersized ships need to deliver cars, electronics, and thousands of jobs to the region, according to industry analysts.
The handwriting's on the wall. The ships are getting bigger. The industry is moving to economies of scale that require them to put more cargo on one ship that is larger. And many of them are currently too large to call on Jacksonville unless we deepen the river.
But critics of the deepening project are calling on Jacksonville to steer clear of the proposal. Critics like St. John's riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann, who takes the pulse of the river in her boat. Reinemann and others argue the project is set to deliver not jobs, but unmitigated environmental damage.
When you do the deep dredge, you're going to actually bring more salt water into the system. And so this river will get saltier and saltier. And what that does is put more damage, more stress on the submerged grasses, as well as the wetlands and any submerged trees in this area.
Reinemann says the deepening plan, created by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, relies on averages and does not account for dangerous spikes in salt water sucked in from the Atlantic Ocean that could kill plants and fish.
The Army Corps of Engineers has a history of making mistakes. If you look at any project in the state of Florida, there is a huge amount of unintended consequences. You don't have to look any further than what's happening in Biscayne Bay right now.
Miami began deepening their port in June. In July, state and county divers discovered sediment from the dredging was covering up fragile staghorn coral and killing it. The Army Corps had predicted some impact to the coral, but there were hundreds of additional coral colonies that hadn't been accounted for. Environmentalists and fishermen sued, and now the coral are being relocated. That's the kind of miscalculation that concerns some in Northeast Florida. But the Army Corps stands by its predictions for the project.
We are extremely confident in our results.
Colonel Alan Dodd is commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Jacksonville District, the agency overseeing both the Jacksonville and Miami deepening projects.
We knew that salinity impacts would be a very big concern in this project, and we put a lot of work into using the most state-of-the-art modeling that was available to look at the impacts of salinity on the waterways. It's been used more than 200 times.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to begin construction on the Jacksonville Harbor Project in early 2016. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.